The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the Bay Delta Plan, a roadmap for protecting one of California's most important and most challenged waterways. Picture a vast tidal marsh stretching as far as the eye can see. Just over a century ago, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta was a network of tule reeds, winding channels, and rich wetlands. Salmon surged in from the ocean, sandhill cranes forged in the shallows, and the tides breathed life in and out of estuaries twice a day. It was one of the most productive ecosystems in North America. Then came the levees, the farmers, and the canals. In the early 1900s, settlers drained the marshes and built earthen walls to hold back the tides. By the mid-20th century, massive engineering marvels, the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project, were moving Delta water hundreds of miles south to cities and farms. These projects fueled California's growth, but also dramatically changed the Delta's natural rhythms. Today, the Delta is both lifeline and battleground. It provides drinking water to 27 million people, irrigation for some of the most fertile farmland in the world, and habitat for hundreds of species. But it's also an ecosystem in crisis. Endangered fish, like the Delta smelt, are on the brinks. Invasive species have taken hold. And the threat of saltwater intrusion from the San Francisco Bay looms larger as sea levels rise. The Bay Delta Plan is California's attempt to bring balance back. Overseen by the State Water Control Board, the plan sets standards to how much water must remain in the rivers and how much can be pumped for human use. Recent updates focused on increasing river flows at critical times of the year, restoring wetlands, and improving habitat, often through voluntary agreements between water users, environmental groups, and state agencies. But of course, nothing in the Delta is simple. Farmers worry that higher environmental flow requirements will mean less water for crops. Cities fear tighter supplies during droughts. And major infrastructure ideas, like the proposed Delta conveyance tunnels, spark debates about cost, environmental impact, and whether they truly solve the problem. The truth is, the Bay Delta Plan isn't just about a place on the map. It's about deciding what kind of future we want for California. As climate change brings more intense droughts, bigger floods, and raising seas, the choices we make in the Delta will ripple through the entire state. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the future of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.